You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's take a look now at your world on the African continent. Crystal, as always, a good morning to you, and I should say to you, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, Bongani.
Now, the UN and the African Union are calling for an urgent resumption of peace talks in the Comores, where a political crisis is now turning violent.
Yes, Bongani. I mean, this is a small island off the East African coast, still part of the African Union. And for the past week, we've seen clashes on the island, and it's been 3 days of deadly violence, which has pitted security forces against the local rebellion. Of course, government has downplayed the clashes, and this all is about the president's bid to extend his term in office, and that has fueled anger on the ground, and especially amongst the opposition groups, and they in turn have been charged with corruption by the government. So now the African Union and the United Nations want an urgent resumption of peace talks. The chairperson of the African Union, Moussa Faki, called on all politicians to put the interest of the country above all other considerations. But of course, this crisis began in July. There was a constitutional referendum which ended the rotation of the presidency between the main islands and the smaller islands. And this was part of a sort of government of national unity, Bongani, to give each island with its different history and ethnic groups a chance to rule. That was being abolished, and now we see that the president wants to now stay in power for another few years. And of course, this is causing anxiety, with reports on the ground from eyewitnesses saying that, you know, shootings have occurred, the markets have been closed, there's been electricity shut down, and no supplies have been able to move through. So, which of course, there's also a night curfew, and I think things are just becoming quite difficult because it's not a massive island, Bongani, you know, it's a small one. But of course, we've seen this trend of presidential term limits via constitutional change and via so-called referendum. We've seen it in Uganda, we've seen it in Burundi, Rwanda, and of course, in, now we're still waiting for Cameroon, what's happening with President Bobia. But I think that, of course, is creating real problems for opposition groups who also want to have a chance or at least get a sense of democracy to rule a country.
I don't want to be cheesy, but I do want to call it a chamos in the Comores. It is cheesy, isn't it? All right, let's go to Kenya now. A dirty deal's threatening food security there.
Yes, now, of course, agriculture is the biggest contributor to the country's GDP. So now a global food index by the Economist Intelligence Unit has singled out Kenya as one of the countries whose food security is undermined by corruption. The report also noted that the political uncertainty during last year's elections stalled economic investment to that country. We see that land grabbing is threatening food security, with corrupt officials taking advantage at the expense of small holding farmers. There's also been several corruption scandals related to the National Grain Reserve. Now they have a national cereal and producer board, which is mandated to procure, store and distribute the strategic grain reserve, and that's been rocked by multi-billion rand corruption scandal. In fact, you had traders disguising as farmers who then were paid millions to do this. It also emerged that officials awarded a South African-based company a multi-million dollar deal to supply Kenya with maize, and the deal was fraught with irregularities. After inspection, the grain was also contaminated. So this creates some problems for Kenya because, of course, this is a staple for millions of people there.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Alderson and this morning's Africa Report.